this is the first time we've ever given the award on January 1st, which is the anniversary of Darren's murder, but we, we're proud to present it to you.
Thank you.
And you are the recipient of this year's 2015 Good Guy Award.
Thank you. Appreciate that. We got pictures now.
You hear anything about Darren over the years, or?
You know, just briefly, I just heard, you know, he was a great person, you know, a great guy. He always had in high spirits, upbeat kind of guy, and, you know, it was definitely unfortunate what happened, but you know, his legacy lives on.
What does this mean to you, Brandon? It's kind of a different kind of an award, but
yeah.
It means something to you.
To me, it means a lot because, you know, I was raised on integrity, you know what I'm saying, and you know, just for all my peers to see me as this person and to see me, okay, he's a, you know, he's a really great person, and my mom did a hell of a job in raising me. So, you know, I know she'll be proud of this, you know, because she'll know that she raised her boy in a way that people, you know, look up to him, and in a way that people respect him. So it means a lot to me in that regard, because I know that I've done a good job in trying to become the best, you know, man that I can be. You know, I'm not perfect, nobody is, but I'm still striving to be a great person each day.
In terms of, like, answering questions and dealing with us all the time, how much do you think that kind of shows leadership by example, that, you know, you win or lose will answer the tough
questions? Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it you know, it's huge, because, you know, guys can always hide or, you know, do whatever, you know, they don't want to talk to the media and stuff like that. And, you know, I've been victim of that. Sometimes, you know, you just don't want to be bothered. But, you know, I think that it's huge to be able to express yourself in the good times and the bad times, and know that you can try to keep an even keel, you know, whether you have high emotions or low emotions, because at the end of the day, we're all humans. You know, we're all humans. So, you know, sometimes we're in good moods, we're in bad moods. We're mad, we're sad, happy, whatever the case may be. So if you can always try to, you know, keep an even keel, don't be too high, don't be too low, and people recognize it, I think that's huge.
Can you tell us about practice, how much you were able to do, how you felt out there? Yeah,
I was limited today, and I did you know, a couple periods, and I felt pretty decent. So you know, hopefully I'll be out there on Sunday.
Cool.
Thank you.